The GOP plan would cut income taxes by almost $250 million in the next budget and cut personal property taxes for manufacturing businesses by about $45 million per year. It would also make a one-time $100 million payment on state debt. Republicans introduced a plan to spend down a projected windfall in the state budget brought about by higher than projected tax collections. But Democrats, like Madison Representative Chris Taylor, said it ignores what should be a higher priority.
Why not take some of that and put it where the people want it the most, in public education and public schools?
Governor Evers called for spending about $250 million on schools, with an emphasis on special education and mental health funding. The GOP plan passed the budget committee on a party-line vote and could pass the full assembly later this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.